The place for talk on the internet. This is TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show talking about important ideas that can help you have your best pageant year ever. Before we get started, I'd like to say thanks for all the wonderful notes about my upcoming appearance at the Pageant Beauty Competition and Expo in San Diego next month. I look forward to meeting everybody at the event. You can read a little bit about the exciting red carpet event, which benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation, on my blog at www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. Well, we have a very exciting show planned for you today. Contestants everywhere are constantly setting goals for themselves and working hard to achieve those goals. And every contestant has their own approach to goal setting, but many elite contestants use journaling to identify their goals and then stay on track to achieve those goals. Today, we'll be talking with an internationally recognized expert in journaling who will be sharing with us all her secrets for using journaling to achieve success. Then, later in the show, I'll be answering your calls and emails and sharing a motivational message so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment, we'd love to hear from you during the show. If you're a current title and would like title holder and would like to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Randy, my producer, know. Dave is off today, so Randy's filling in. If you'd prefer to just have your first name announced, that's perfectly fine, too. To join the conversation and ask a question, U.S. callers dial 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. And international callers dial 011-847-470-0937. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Well, today's show is all about how you can use journaling for pageant success. Gone are the days when a diary or journal was used just to record your daily activities and, you know, confess your teenage secrets. Today, journaling is recognized as a valuable tool for achieving all of your personal and pageant goals. Sandy Grayson is an international speaker and founder and author of Journalution. Sandy has addressed groups at Motorola, State Farm, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and is a faculty member at the Omega Institute. Sandy has also been featured in the Chicago Tribune, Balance Magazine, Body and Soul, and Women's Day Magazine. Sandy is amazing because she's able to combine the process of journaling with goal setting to create everyday success. To learn more about the fabulous Sandy, please visit her website at www.sandygrayson.com. www.sandygrayson.com. Sandy, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. So how are you? You've been a busy girl this summer.
I have been busy. Well, I have two little girls, so they always keep me busy during the summer. But yeah, I've been very busy. We're doing lots of fun things at Sandy Grayson Unlimited.
I noticed that you rebranded and expanded. You are such a busy girl. Well, Sandy, tell us exactly how you fell in love with journaling and what set you on that path.
Well, I was not somebody who journaled as a little girl. I did not even begin journaling until I was 21 years old, and I'm going to be 42 next month. So I went to see a therapist when I was 21. My dad left when I was 7, and I had no relationship with him my whole life. And, you know, I went through my life saying, it's okay, it's for the best, better off without him. You know, I looked pretty happy on the outside. But just below the surface, you know, I had this anger and this pain. And I went to see a therapist at the age of 21 because I just really wasn't very happy in my life. I had a good job. I always tell people I had a great car and great shoes, great suits.
But you do have great shoes. For those of you that have never met you, she does have great shoes.
I still have great shoes, but I was just not happy. And the therapist, the first thing he said to me was, go buy a journal and write a letter to your dad. And it was very, very difficult for me because I didn't know this person. And I just began starting writing these angry, angry letters to this faceless father figure that I didn't really know. And what I realized from the very, very beginning was that when I dumped the pain and the anger, I immediately felt better. It didn't cure me immediately. It wasn't like one journaling session and my life was perfect, but I noticed immediately that I just felt lighter. I felt clearer. And very soon after that first journaling session, I began to hear that whisper. And I always tell people that I believe you have this inner wisdom that guides you in your life. And I was completely out of touch with mine. I think your inner wisdom whispers and your inner critic yells. And so it's really easy to hear that inner critic that tells you everything that's wrong.
I so love that, Sandy. You're right. Our inner critic does yell, doesn't she?
Totally. And she tells you everything that's wrong and why you can't do this or do that and why you're not good enough. And your inner wisdom is there just below the inner critic. And it's whispering to you and it's telling you about your greatness. And it's telling you to follow those dreams. But you have to be really quiet to hear your inner wisdom.
So how did this initial, you know, angry letters to this faceless person evolve into what you now call journalution?
Journalution. Well, I became...
You have to sing the song, too, when you say it, don't you? Do the song, Sandy.
Yeah, so my theme song is, you say you want a journalution.
That's like the best part. That's my favorite part, Sandy.
My Beatles song. And the next line I love, too, which is, we all want to change the world. And I just really, to me, that is the power of journaling. It has the power to transform your life and then in turn show you your purpose so that you can go on and make a huge impact in the world.
And so how did we go from angry writing, frustration, anger to listening to our inner wisdom whispering and changing the world? How did that happen for you?
It was just this amazing process of I became very passionate about journaling, and I was constantly talking to people about it and encouraging people to do it. And in the process, I had started kind of writing, and I really wanted to write a book. But again, you know, my inner critic was very loud. So as soon as I would write anything in my journal about expressing myself creatively, or even, you know, if I had the courage to write, I want to write a book, the very next thought, the very next words were, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? And so it was this process of overcoming extreme self-doubt and consistently encouraging myself and trying to follow that whisper. I had so much of that self-doubt, that inner critic. It was just yelling in my head constantly. So I was overcoming that and nurturing that inner wisdom and taking little baby steps. And when I began to really work on a book and begin the process of researching what it would take to write a book, the initial title of my book was called Finding Me, because that's what journaling did for me. I felt I had lost myself at the age of 7. I just shut down. And I
Right. You just weren't connected with your gifts and the beauty that was you, right?
Yeah. I just, you know, packed it all away as a self-defense mechanism because I was in a lot of pain. And as I began to unpack the pain and the anger, the creativity began to come out again, too. So I believe it's all connected. Whatever you're going through, it's all connected, and it's all part of the bigger plan for your life. Because especially now, after being an author and becoming a speaker and really creating a life that I love, and I'm so fulfilled, and I get to make money doing what I love and impact millions of people's lives, I see now more than ever that if my dad hadn't left when I was 7, there would be no journalution, and I wouldn't have ever found my purpose. So I do believe that beyond your greatest pain lies your greatest purpose.
Right. So let's back up for just a minute, Sandy. It's an amazing, inspirational story. What would you say, so if someone's listening to the show and they've never journaled before, they've never done a diary, quote-unquote diary, what is journaling?
So journaling to me is anytime you write your thoughts. And it could be, I don't believe, you know, it's just like writing what you did that day, but it's really about looking at how you're feeling in your life, how you're feeling about events, who you are. My book has 47 different journaling prompts to kind of help you get going, because what I would hear over and over in my workshops is, where do I start? where do I begin? When I have a moment to sit down and write, I don't even know where to start. So you don't have to catch up. You don't have to write your whole life story. I think you can just jump off. So one great example of a prompt would be, I remember. Like, just pick up a blank sheet of paper and I remember, go. And you could do it for 5 minutes. And you can write a lot in 5 minutes. The other thing that I really am very passionate about letting people know is you don't have to write every day. I'm a Virgo, so I was one of those people that tried to journal my whole life. I would read the books, and they said, if I journal every day for 30 days, my life will be transformed. And I would journal for a couple of weeks, and then I forget. You get busy. Life happens.
So you don't have to journal every day to get insights into your own self.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Because I used to beat myself up. I would say, I'm doing it wrong. Right? I failed. I had all these bookshelves filled with these half-empty journals, and I would look at those and think, I did it wrong. And what I realized when we were working on my book, we pulled a lot of my own journal entries as well as people from my workshops, real journal entries to inspire people. I realized every single time I wrote, whether it was once a year or once a day, sometimes when I was confused, every single time I wrote, I got a little bit closer to who I am, to who I really am deep inside. And so I think any time you go to a blank page, whether you're typing really fast on your computer or it's a scratch, blank envelope that's sitting in your car, that is journaling.
So how does journaling and talking about things that you remember and talking about how you're feeling and getting in touch with yourself, how does that translate to then goal setting and achieving your goals? Because I know you've used journaling to be very, very successful, both professionally, financially, and personally. So how does journaling transfer into goal setting and being successful to your goals?
Well, I believe that once you get comfortable with that internal chatter, dumping it out on the page, allowing yourself to get really clear, that you begin to create this vision. And my vision always starts in my journal. It always starts with a written page. But for others, it can start with a photograph or a picture from a magazine, or even, I believe you can reach that same state through dance or meditation or playing an instrument. To me, it's all about quieting that chatter that's going on in your mind. And then from there, from that blank space, that quietness, you get clarity. You get back in touch with that inner wisdom, which is what's guiding you every single day. And for me, it all starts from there. It all starts with a vision. If you want to create a life that's fulfilling and joyful and fills you up, gives you passion, makes all your dreams come true, you have to be clear about what you want. And it's in the fuzziness that people, kind of waffle back and forth about what they want in life. It's because they're not clear. And so that, to me, is the bottom line, is a journal is one tool that can help you get really, really clear about what you want to create.
So when you say to get clear about what you want to create, to get clear about perhaps a pageant goal or clear about a skill that you're working on for your next pageant, what do you mean by to get clear?
Yes. So it could be a skill, it could be an outcome, it could be how you want to be at this particular pageant.
So it could be something like, I want to lose 20 pounds, I want to place in the top 5, or maybe I want to improve my interview score. Those could be 3 examples?
That could be an example, yes. And what I would do beyond that is, instead of just writing, I want to lose 20 pounds, is I would figure out, what does that look like? I would find maybe a photograph of someone who is at your ideal weight and put your picture on it, and then use that as a visual and write about how healthy and fantastic you feel at this ideal weight, or create a vision of you just acing your interview. Sit with your journal and think about some of the questions that they'll ask you and how you want to answer and how you want to feel as you're answering it. You want to feel clear and powerful, and you begin to see yourself performing in this way. And like I said, the clearer you are, the more in touch you can get with that best version of yourself, the more likely it is to happen. And I think it helps you with everything. It helps you with the nerves, right? It helps
right. You
figure out what your answers are going to be ahead of time. You don't want them to sound rehearsed, but you want to have them come from your heart, and you want them to be clear and passionate. And I just believe that journaling is one of those places that you can begin to work it out. And it's like painting a picture of your perfect pageant experience, right, from beginning to end.
Right, so you can be pageant fab, right, Sandy?
Pageant fab.
Pageant fab. So it's not just writing down, I want to lose 20 pounds, or I want to improve my interview score. It might be, I want to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to feel fabulous in my swimsuit and really confident. So it's really getting connected with the feelings that that goal is going to evoke. Is that right?
Exactly. And what you just said, I want to repeat again, because that's where people get confused with all of the secret and the law of attraction and the stuff that's out there, is it's not about saying the words. It's not about creating a vision board and looking at it and feeling like you're not there yet. It's about evoking that feeling. What is that going to feel like? And here's a really, really practical example of what you can do. Use this journaling prompt. It's one of my favorites. It's called A Perfect Day. And so here's your journaling prompt if you're preparing for a pageant. I want you to take me or your, you know, whoever you want to talk to through the perfect day of your pageant. So when you wake up in the morning, where are you? What are you looking at? What are you going to have for breakfast? What, you know, everything from like the shampoo that you're going to wear, the clothes, the shoes. Take me through your entire day and describe it in detail. Where you're going to wake up, who you're going to speak to, how you're going to feel during these conversations. From moment to moment to moment, describe your perfect day. And I usually give this as just a very blank, broad statement for my clients. But for you, mm-hmm. for your pageant girls, I would
right.
take me through that pageant. As if,
right.
exactly as if you want it to happen. And that's how you begin to attract it.
And so you're writing it, but you're also visualizing it in your mind and you're feeling excited about it. You're feeling relaxed as you visualize yourself going into the interview room. You're feeling excited as you put on your bathing suit and 4-inch heels to get ready to model on stage. So you're writing about what's actually going to happen and you're trying to get the feeling. Is that right?
Exactly.
Well, we have to go to break already. It's hard to believe. Sandy, before we go to break, quickly tell us the name of your book and how people can get it.
Sure. The book is called Journalution, Journaling to Awaken Your Inner Voice, Heal Your Life, and Manifest Your Dreams. It's published by New World Library. You can get it from their website, newworldlibrary.com, or amazon.com, or Barnes & Noble, or any major bookstore.
Great. Well, we've been talking with rock star author Sandy Grayson of www.sandygrayson.com. It's time to take a short break, but stay tuned, everyone, and I'll be right back with more of my conversation with Sandy on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you entering your first pageant and feeling a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever? Visit www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today. Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.